Welcome back to Open House with Mark Sewick and Corey James Moran, brought to you by the Mark Sewick team at Keller Williams Realty, a Greater Rochester Real Estate Podcast. Welcome to episode 33. Mark, how was your holiday?
It was actually really nice.
Relaxing? To chill out?
It was. It was. I just had a really great few days. It finally, the mirth and the merriment, everything that one associates with Christmas, it finally actually started to arrive.
Really?
A few days in advance. Yeah, I had a great time. You, of course, you had to have had a great time.
I did.
Given that you've got a newborn and then a 2-year-old.
Yeah, my nearly 3-year-old Mason, this year was cool because he started to kind of get it. He opened up the gifts and it was funny. He walks out and we got him this little play basketball hoop. And he walks out and he sees the tree and he sees the hoop. He goes, whoa. And he goes right up to it and he starts, dunking the basket.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was sweet. It was really cool.
Oh, that's really. And did you see the video of Josh Bartolotta's son?
No, I didn't.
So Josh is a tennis pro.
Yes.
Son, got his very first tennis racket at the age of,
You got to start him young, Mark.
Yeah, he's not even a year old.
Yes, this is how it works.
He is a year and a half old, yeah. So, anyway, so I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was great. So folks got to be there too, so that was nice to be able to share that time with them.
Good. And and what are you doing Friday?
New Year's Eve, I think we're having people over.
You think?
I think that's the game plan.
Okay. Right, what time do I arrive?
Yeah, whenever. Open door policy.
Great. I look forward to it.
So if you missed last week's podcast, I strongly encourage you to go take a listen to that. Thank you again to Jay Teresi, who was amazing.
He really is.
We need him back on more often.
Yeah. I was not wrong in my superlatives.
No, it was funny, a little behind the scenes here. So we typically have a bunch of things that we plan on getting to, and I had some stuff other than just talking with Jay, and I figured, well, we can get him involved in it.
Yeah.
They didn't need to.
No, didn't use
any of it.
No, he's just got a head full of information and knowledge. You know why?
Why is that?
It's the Jesuit high school education.
Yes.
Yep. St. Peter Canisius?
Yeah. Pray for us?
Right? Yeah, you were listening.
I was here. Yeah. So you can always listen. Go to marksewick.com. You can find all the old episodes. Again, episode 33. Made it quite a ways. I am excited to, speaking of which, announce a new country that is added to our stable of international listenership.
Wow.
Hungary, thank you for joining the podcast.
Why you're joining the podcast is beyond us.
We have no idea.
But we are grateful.
Since we only had one, I wanted to bring back the three facts real quick.
Okay, great, because I have nothing to offer about nothing.
What?
Nothing whatsoever.
You've never stumbled upon a bunch of nudist people in Hungary, like a Germany story?
You got to put that into context.
Okay, so there was a story. Again, if you listened to all the podcasts, you would already know, so there's a reason to. But you were in Germany.
Yeah, right. Munich.
In Munich.
Yep.
And you stumbled upon a bunch of people in a park, and as you approached, you saw that they were all naked.
At 12 noon on a Tuesday afternoon in the middle of Munich.
Very
insane.
Very normal, obviously.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if there are nude parks in Hungary,
perhaps.
But maybe you can tell us otherwise.
Yeah. Well, I do know a few things. Did you know you can't name your child unless it's approved by the government?
What?
You want to, people have issue here with our freedoms and what we're allowed and not allowed to do.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Yep. There's a list of pre-approved names and that you can name your child, but if you want to name your child with a name that's not on the list, you have to submit an application.
That is fascinating. That's
Did you know that it's considered rude to clink your beer glasses, like a cheers, for example?
Really? Mm-hmm. So what do you do?
So this, according to legend, in 1848, the Hungarian Revolution against the Habsburgs, they were defeated. 13 Hungarian generals were executed, with the Austrians clinking their beer glasses after each execution. After this, Hungarians vowed to not cheer with the beer for 150 years. That time has passed, obviously, but still, apparently, it's the custom not to.
Wow. So do you know what one does instead of clinking one's glass?
Just chug it,
just
I guess.
It. Okay, just consume. Okay, got
seems
it. Imbibe.
Good. Last one, did you know?
No, I'm sure I didn't, but go ahead.
That the Rubik's Cube was invented in Hungary.
Oh, don't tell me.
Oh, you would know. You would know the name.
Is it Ezra? Wait. It's a New York Times crossword. Enzo. Enzo Cube.
I don't have the name in front of me. I just know that it's someone from
it's
Enzo.
I'm fairly certain it's... Well, you keep talking.
Yeah.
Buy me a moment here, okay? can you tap dance verbally for a moment? Yes?
Yeah, always. Yes, absolutely.
Indeed.
Some other notable inventions from Hungary. The ballpoint pen, thermographic camera, digital computing, and the first functional helicopter, Mark.
Oh, and actually, that is that's right, because the name, there's a famous brand of helicopter manufacturer.
And you said you knew nothing about Hungary. Lies.
All right, wait, I'm going back here to.
I can explain really quickly what's happening in Mark's brain, because this happens to all of us when we think of something we can't quite. You can't quite get it out from the tip of your tongue. Your brain chemically reacts as if you're experiencing pain. And that is why there is this urge and this frantic need to go and alleviate. And alleviate that pain by finding out the answer. Have you found your aspirin, Mark?
No, I haven't actually.
Oh, no.
It's Erno, E-R-N-O.
Oh.
Yeah, I was close.
That was close.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Let's get to something else.
Something of relevance and importance.
I was going to say something else painful. The number of properties for sale currently.
All right.
Again, as expected.
Okay.
Any guesses? It's been fun. Monroe County last week, 305.
It's been a pretty 288.
257.
Wow.
257 active listings in Monroe County at the timing of this recording.
Wow. I really wonder, going back historically, whether or not there has ever been a period of time where there are so few. That's insane.
And then as far as the 6-county region, we were at 594. Currently sitting at
530.
Very close, 533.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. Wow. That is going to turn around, though. That is going to turn around.
And we anticipate that we'll begin to see that number climb as this week goes through. We get through New Year's, we get into 2022, and then continuing on as we go throughout the year. I did want to get into a few stories here. Apparently, we now have a true crime podcast, Mark. It's the hot thing that's happening.
There has been some insanity.
Absolutely. So there's a former actress named Patricia Cornwell. Also, apparently, was Oakland Raiders cheerleader back in the day.
Really? Did you know that? You know that my sister-in-law was a cheerleader.
What?
Buffalo Jill. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah.
Did she go onto a plane, though, and physically assault an elderly man because he was wearing his mask the wrong way?
Is that what she... I saw the video. I did not know why she... I love the fact that in the video, he keeps referring to her as Karen.
Ah, yes.
Yes. I love that.
So here's what happened. The video has gone viral. 7 million views on Twitter right now.
Really?
Yeah, it's really taken off. So during the flight, she allegedly began feuding with an elderly passenger when he removed his face covering to eat. She approached him aggressively, telling him to put his mask back on. Here's the odd thing. Her mask was around her chin.
The entire time she's screaming at him.
Well, it gets worse. So after the man, says no over and over again and calls her Karen and a bitch, she begins slapping him in the face before, and this is not COVID friendly, spitting on him.
Is that on video? I did not
see
that.
That's all on video.
Did you see it?
It's there, yep.
Wow.
As flight attendants try to restrain her, she continues to lunge towards him, at one point allegedly scratching his face while screaming, "Put your effing mask on."
Pardon me.
Yeah.
I know you're in the middle of the story.
Yeah.
I am desperate for the real estate market to kick in again. So we actually have something of substance to tell our listener. Bear with us, ladies and gentlemen.
It will happen at some point.
Give us a few more weeks. The market will kick in.
This is real estate.
Substantive information to convey.
This is real estate related because she worked, I'm assuming, for Coldwell Banker and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
There we go.
This happened back on
there we go.
On the 23rd. Happy holidays.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, really.
She actually was also, I mentioned, she's an actress. She had roles on Married with Children and Baywatch as well.
Wow, a Baywatch babe. There we go.
No longer now. She's spitting on elderly men for eating his peanuts.
I don't think that you pulled up, but it's probably a decent segue. You do know that one of the lunatics who kicked in the door of the Capitol past January, she was a real estate agent.
Wow. What do you think it is exactly? Is it the big personalities, the extra stress that we endure?
I don't know. But did you read anything about her? I mean, she was actually on social media. Like, I'm getting into a private plane. I'm flying down there.
Wow.
You know, we are going to protest. And then as soon as she's identified, then she starts to go, all these people, same thing. She starts the GoFundMe page. She raises hundreds of thousands of dollars
sure.
for her legal defense. And the entire time she is telling everybody on social media, you know, what she's done. She says so
committing
loud,
to the crimes.
Admits to the crimes. And she's loved and adored by thousands yeah. and thousands of, and her real estate career, I think, is actually maybe that's a strategy.
What do they say? Well, there's no bad news, right? No bad news coverage.
I don't know.
So I guess maybe this woman will take off after spitting on this old man.
Let's hope not. Dear God.
All right, let's shift away from the insanity and talk some actual real estate on our real estate podcast. This is interesting. Let's dive into some of the trends to watch for in the 2022 housing market, according to our friends over at Zillow.
Oh, boy. I'm sure this is going to be very accurate.
Well, I mean, maybe a little more accurate than some of their estimates, but I guess we'll see. Let's go through and see if we agree or disagree.
Okay.
The first one, I think, that literally everyone is going to agree with, and if you're working with a real estate agent who doesn't think that this is the case, you should probably find someone new. Sellers will keep the upper hand.
Okay.
Duh.
And tomorrow the sun will rise. I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
Number two, homes will be bought with money.
Is that really number two?
No. Okay. But like, what do you expect? Of course, well, we've talked about it at length. It's going to be a seller's market for quite some time.
Yeah.
This one I actually found very interesting.
What is it?
So it says that more Gen Zers and millennials will buy a second home before a primary residence. And they're defining that second home as a part-time vacation home or even an investment property.
Oh.
Again, before they even buy the home.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. Which I thought, I guess that kind of makes sense. I've had a number of clients who were looking for multifamilies because they wanted to get tenants in there and take advantage of the rental market while they were owner-occupying
one
of the other units.
Sure, that makes
units.
Sense, yeah.
But this is taking it a step further and just you're renting from someone else while you're having others rent from you.
That is really, but I've seen that play out a little bit more often and a little more frequently over the course of the past few years.
Sure.
Somebody has a second home on one of the Finger Lakes, and they rent it out primarily. But you know what? They carve out or they set aside a few weeks for their own use during the course of the year.
Absolutely.
All the while renting in Rochester that's very interesting.
I've got clients right now from Philadelphia that have been looking for a lakefront property for a couple of months, and that's their plan, is to carve out a couple of weeks throughout the year. Otherwise, they're just going to rent it. And I mean, you can make a significant amount of money on Airbnb for sure.
Yeah, VRBO, any of those.
Absolutely.
Anything this coming year?
Yes,
absolutely.
Well, we've seen, again, we don't know what's going to transpire with the pandemic and what the next variant may be or what Omicron turns into. But people have been staying closer to home, not venturing as far when it comes to travel. Mm-hmm. So owning these types of properties.
Yeah. I mean, sorry for, we're supposed to be leaving for Egypt in 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
What do you think the decision was?
Said not now.
Yeah.
Was it more so afraid of being able to get out there, or more so the fear of being stuck there?
The fear of being stuck. Actually, two things. One, only 30% of citizens in Egypt have actually been vaccinated.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So the possibility of being infected, I think, is very, very high.
Yeah.
And then two, I mean, you know, I want to go and visit Egypt, and I'll spend a couple of weeks there, you know, I don't want to be hospitalized in Egypt. And then all of a sudden you're stuck there I was stuck in Athens for 2 weeks years ago, and Athens is a toilet. Athens is just, you know, see the Acropolis and get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
I get the sense that Cairo is probably pyramids, they're beautiful. Like, okay, next. So, the thought of being, anyway, let's move on.
Our Egyptian listenership just dropped.
Yes. I mean, honestly, we do look forward to going back.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try this time for this coming August and can't wait. And this is the last of my bucket list trips.
Yeah, okay.
But again, I don't want to be stuck there.
No, don't blame you. Yeah. Well, we're kind of dealing with the same thing. We're supposed to be going to Turks and Caicos, which it's kind of the opposite. So to travel to Turks and Caicos, you have to be vaccinated.
Mm.
So there's actually a mandate in play. And then the different things, the hoops you have to jump through, you have to get tested within 3 days before. You have to get this specific travel insurance.
Sure, to make sure that you've got enough in case you're hospitalized.
There's literally a portal we have to upload all of this documentation to, and if all of it's not done, well, guess what? You don't get to go.
Yeah.
So that's been interesting. All right. This next one will affect us less, but the Sun Belt surge, obviously, that's not really going to affect us here locally. They say the Sun Belt surge is going to extend to secondary markets.
Oh, okay. It seems as though everybody and the face of the earth seems to be moving to Austin.
Yep, that's the city. Yep.
Okay.
You nailed it.
Is that where Elon just recently?
Oh, I'm not sure.
I think that
maybe.
I know that he just moved. He himself moved, and I think it may have been to Austin. Anyway,
I feel like there's always one city. It was Charlotte for a while, and then Nashville took over. Yeah, now Austin is the latest one. The next thing they bring up for trends to watch in 2022 for the housing market, that people are moving for work, but not necessarily to be closer to it, which is something that we have seen play out, and I think for our market benefits it greatly.
Yes. And in particular, it benefits our higher end market. We always talk about, those coming here from New York City. So that is a trend that I think that we will continue to see. And I think it's a trend that's going to continue to benefit primarily those who are selling property $500,000 or better.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. They did have a little addition to this. They said that buyers who don't have to work at all will also play a role with the Great Resignation and an aging population. Traditional housing markets for retirees are likely to see more of a demand.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah,
so far.
Yeah.
So far more accurate than those estimates?
Indeed. Yes, so far more accurate. Yeah.
This next one, renovations are at the top of homeowners' project lists. Again, you've been spending more time in your home. You've been looking around. Yep. You can't help yourself. Maybe you have more money because you're not traveling or you're not going out and doing the things you normally did. You have a little more money to spend for these things. 52% have a renovation plan for a bathroom.
I also think not only do people have more money to spend, but we've talked about this in previous podcasts. If somebody needs a larger home and they're going out there and they're trying to find one, and they can't.
Mm-hmm.
They can't. And if they do find one, they're up against 18 other offers. So, okay, what are we going to do? Let's renovate the lower level and let's turn it. Yeah. So it's that kind of thing. Just growing the space of your existing residence.
I know this next one is one that we've discussed at length and have been very curious to see how things transpire with. And that is that 2022 will be these new construction, rather, alone won't solve the inventory shortage despite builders' best efforts.
And it won't.
Can't, right?
Yeah, I just finished a few days ago writing my latest newsletter that's going to be delivered electronically in the coming week, and then it'll be mailed out probably about a week and a half from now. I think it's Realtor.com stated that there will be approximately an 8% increase in the number of new builds, new construction, that kind of thing. So if you take that 8% increase and you attribute it to what's going on locally, I mean, you're talking 80 new properties?
Scratching the surface,
Yeah.
And again, we're curious to see if there's any involvement from the government to try to help with this problem.
Right.
Because quite frankly, builders can't, and at this point, there's no incentive for them.
There's none.
To build these homes for first-time homebuyers.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one was that 2022 will be the second strongest year for housing, right behind 2021.
I love that.
Yeah, it's been kind of going along with what we've been saying, of it's mostly going to be more of the same, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first 6 months in particular. But I did not, I would not have predicted that it was going to be the second best market. But yeah, I like that.
What tweaks are you thinking may happen? Because it's going to be similar, but do you anticipate that there may be slightly more homes for sale? The supply might be a little bit higher.
I think there will be more homes on the market for sale, more homes available for sale. But I think the entire year is going to be front-loaded more so than this past year.
Which it was.
Yes, indeed. This past year was front-loaded. This year, even more so. Two factors, I think, coming into play. One, inflation.
Yep.
And as the year passes and as prices continue to increase for everything from eggs to housing, I think that buyers are going to... But interest rates are also going to go up. They're currently about 3%. Mid-year, they're going to be at 3.5, 3.6%.
I'll put a pin in that because I do want to discuss that coming up here in just a bit.
Okay, great. But both of those phenomena, I think, are going to mean that we're going to come out very, very hot in the next few weeks, and it's going to be it's just going to be a stampede up until Memorial Day.
Okay. The last one, demand for bigger rental homes will rise.
For bigger rental homes. Mm-hmm. Describe that. What do they mean
so,
by that?
So more space, more units.
Oh, okay.
I believe is the way they interpreted that.
Okay.
Because people, again, the gap is getting larger, as we've been saying, between the haves and the have-nots.
Yeah.
And there are many people that are trying to just get as many rentals as they can.
You know, I would add a corollary to that.
Okay.
At least locally, there are so few large multifamilies that are available for sale. It's very much like the phenomenon. And I love this article, and I just can't find it. But the New York Times did this terrific article 15 years ago about these Jewish families. And I think I've mentioned this in the podcast before. These very, very innovative, influential Jewish families in the late 1800s who started buying real estate in Manhattan, these large buildings. And here we are 135 years later, and they still own the exact same.
Wow.
They just do not sell these properties.
Yeah.
And I think that the same thing is playing out locally to a smaller degree, of course. Once somebody has the privilege of buying and owning one of these, they're not letting go. They're not selling.
Yeah.
So I do think that a phenomenon that's going to start to play out more frequently and more often here is the sale of single-family homes, not to owner-occupants, but to landlords.
Okay.
I think that's going to happen more and more often.
Yeah, and we've been seeing that, you know, in 2021 as well.
Yeah, more so. I Jay talked about this last week.
Yeah.
He said that he's seeing it play out here locally. I haven't seen that playing out locally. Have you?
I definitely have a handful of clients that's what they're looking for.
Well, what the hell do I know?
You did mention this just a moment ago, and I wanted to elaborate
interest rates.
On those interest rates, because that has been one of the big driving factors behind all of the buyers who have flocked to the market. So they have a little chart here. Back in 2019, about 4.5%.
Okay.
And then you kind of see that graph go down, mm-hmm. and it got to, you know, just below 3% at one point in 2021.
Yep.
And now we're kind of going to come back up, and you mentioned probably 3.5.
What they're predicting is 3.6% by June 1.
So it goes a little bit further into 2023. You're back over 4.
Oh, okay.
And then by 2024 at 4.4.
Wow.
So the impact of that, I mean, that's a big point of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Just that rise, how much is that going to get buyers to take a step back?
I think that it plays out in stages.
Okay.
So over the next 6 months, there's going to be a rush to purchase before interest rates rise to 3.6%. Then there's going to be a pause as people begin to realize, wow, interest rates have gone up, three quarters of a point in the past year. My God, that's a lot. And then after a few months, they begin to realize, but they're still at 3.6%.
Right, yeah.
And they begin to catch their
breath.
They begin to look at it more globally, more historically, and they begin to realize, interest rates, A, are still relatively low, but B, I got to buy a house. I don't want to continue renting for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
So,
as we see rents increase.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Indeed. Indeed. So
interesting stuff. So that's going to be one of the main things to watch to see how 2022 plays out when it comes to the real estate market. It's funny though. I always think back to my dad telling me that their first mortgage was like 13%.
Yeah, and mine was mine was at 9.5%. Yeah. Yeah. So
just disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
Yeah,
so hey,
yeah.
We got it better. Even if it goes up to 4.5.
Yeah, absolutely.
Could be worse.
Much
be worse.
Better.
All right. As always, get caught up.
Yeah. No more Zillow. No.
No, that's it. That was everything. We covered it all.
I know you want to read us out. What are you doing on Friday?
Friday, we I believe are having some friends over for a little New Year's Eve dinner. Going to be pretty low key though. When you have the toddler and the infant around, it's tough to go. It's funny. I used to. All right, where are you gonna go? We have to go to the biggest party. We have to,
where's a
Coliseum that we could go and go to this New Year's Eve party? And now it's like, if I don't make it to midnight, it's fine.
And you won't. I mean,
probably not.
Who needs to? So
you have never been a must make it to midnight. I've got to see the New Year.
In my earlier years, I was, but then you begin to realize,
sleep is cool.
Yes, sleep. Yeah, sleep is not. Overrated. Yes. So I'm looking forward Friday. My dearest friends from high school Twins, Phil and Lori Brados. Phil is coming in from Buffalo. His twin sister is coming in from New Jersey. They're bringing their kids, and I have not seen Phil. Actually, the last time I saw both of them was at their mother's funeral this past summer.
Okay.
But before that, it had been a few years. And I still remain, despite the fact that we don't see each other, I still remain very close.
It's funny.
Your family, yeah. I can't wait.
You have those groups of people in your life where maybe you do go years and years, but as soon as you're back with them, it's like you never missed a beat.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very cool. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, enjoy. If you're listening, thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoy your New Year's as well. And we'll talk to you in 2022.
All right.
Unless you're listening to this in 2022, in which case it's already here.